Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Lord, I don't think I could do this. Just one meal a day. That's all Coldplay singer Chris Martin eats. Revealing his unusual eating habits, the English songwriter spoke to former late-night TV host Conan O'Brien on his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. There you go, Conan, a plug for you, telling him that he no longer eats after 4 p.m. Here's what he said about Bruce Springsteen inspiring this decision.
Funny enough, I don't actually have dinner anymore. I stop eating at 4. And I learned that from having lunch with Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
That's really true, yeah. I was lucky enough to go over there for lunch the day after we played Philadelphia last year. I was on a really strict diet anyway, but I was like, Bruce looks even more in shape than me.
Yeah.
And Patty said, he's only eating one meal a day. So I was like, well, there we go. That's my next challenge.
If it's good enough for the boss, it's good enough for Chris Martin. For more on this, we're joined by Sarah Keogh, a registered dietitian and a boss on this programme when we talk about food. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Is the man gone nuts?
Do you know, it's the big trend at the moment is the fasting, and you might call it intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating or whatever name is on it. You know, and it's just another big dietary trend. And like that, we hear all the great claims about it, and it's going to balance blood glucose levels, it's going to lower pressure and cholesterol and all the rest. And essentially, it's just another way of restricting calories. And the studies that we have on this way of eating show that basically it's just another weight loss method. It doesn't have any big advantage over anything else, and it doesn't balance blood glucose levels. Another big study there about 3 weeks ago came out going, yeah, we don't see any difference.
Really?
So it's what, ah, yeah.
The reason I say really is I've read a good bit about intermittent fasting, right? Yeah, and who I think from sources that I think are reputable, and they say claim it's good for memory and thinking and heart health and physical performance, but there's a few caveats. Don't do it if you have an eating disorder of some sort, or if you have diabetes. Isn't that right? So is this something that has research to back it up somewhat, or are you saying it's just another fad?
It's just another fad. It is just another way to lose weight. Okay. And I know there's going to be people screaming at the radio going, she knows nothing. But there's a big systematic review. There's several systematic reviews and studies. And what they find is that, like, if someone is overweight and they lose weight by reducing calories, but no time restriction, or they reduce weight by reducing fasting, or by fasting, which is also reduced in calories. Okay, remember, both of them are reducing calories. There's exactly the same reduction in cholesterol, same reduction in weight, same reduction in blood pressure. There's no difference. And there's lots of studies compare people fasting versus people who kind of just eat less but don't restrict the timing of eating. So we don't see any difference. And specific studies looking at fasting and things like insulin levels and insulin sensitivity and blood glucose levels don't find any benefit to fasting over and above the weight loss. And so, like, if someone is struggling to lose weight, it's a tool. You can definitely
and
use
it. It's a good tool, Sarah, in that, from my understanding of it, I haven't looked into it like Cormac has, clearly, but is it that you can sort of eat whatever you want when you do eat?
Well, you know, no, because you still need to get really good nutrition. Because if you're restricting how often you eat in the day, when you eat, you need to be making sure you're getting all your calcium, all your iron, all your protein, all your fiber. And I mean, trying to get 25 grams of fiber in one meal, well, fair play to him if you're getting that in. Do you know what I mean? It can be done. And it can't be a big meal. And, you know, I definitely have worked with people where fasting is working for them. You know, and people often struggle with weight. And if intermittent fasting, or, you know, you might do a 16-8 fast, or, you know, 5-2 day or whatever it is, if that's working for someone, brilliant. And, you know, obviously if someone has an eating disorder, history of eating disorder, we've got to be really careful because it can tip, you know, any kind of very restricted diets can suddenly tip into something more serious.
And what you're saying then, it's not that it's useless or anything. It's, as you say, it's another tool.
No.
So it can be useful for some people depending on what works for them in terms of dieting.
Exactly. Okay. Some people, just eating smaller portions is really difficult. So if they restrict that, they're having maybe two meals a day, but it's really important that it's still good and healthy. You can't suddenly do without your iron.
Here's my favorite question, right? So it's not reducing eating what you're eating or reducing the calories. It's just reducing the eating window as such. So
reduces the calories.
Well, it doesn't have to, though. What if you eat? Here's my question.
That's what does happen.
Okay. So what if Cormac O'Hara does this, right? And I struggle through the morning, but by, let's say, 1 or 2 o'clock, I have my massive meal. What should I be eating?
God, I'd hate to sit down and say that. Usually if I'm working with someone's fasting, they're at least eating two meals. But I mean, you want to be getting, you know, plenty of fruit and veg in. You want to be getting protein in.
How many potatoes?
Get some whole grains. I'd put you onto whole grains more than anything else. Do you know? Depends. See, you're not going to be, this
two
is the point, you're not
going
to be able to eat all of that.
Yeah. So by virtue of it, you reduce your calories. Right.
She does not know me.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. I have lack of faith in you. No, it's like, it's one of those things, you can physically only eat so much in one go. And that's why the restricted in terms of fasting eating. But what I'd always say to people is, before you start jumping on the bandwagon of this, remember that 30 years ago, and I presume you were probably not far off in age for me, we had our dinner at 6 o'clock. We had our breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning. We were doing a 14-hour fast, and we just called that normal eating.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
And Sarah, is there something to that? Just before I let you go, Sarah, because I've always heard that it's good to sort of have dinner early, and you know, you give your body sort of time to just like have nothing.
All it is that we, these days, we have our dinner and then we sit down on the couch and we turn on the TV and we eat crisps and chocolate all night. And amazingly, if you cut that out, you want to see the amount of weight people lose.
Okay, she does know me. Actually, she does know me.
She does know me. There's a crispy stove from Claire Byrne.
Sarah Coe, you're a boss. You're a boss in this program when it comes to food and all things food. Registered dietitian, Sarah Coe, grazie mille.